Kelly Harrington, good morning.
How are you? How's it going?
How are you this morning?
I'm good. I had a good night's sleep last night, so I'm all good this morning.
You're double Olympic champion, the first Irish boxer to do that, the first woman to do that, our greatest ever Olympic boxer. Have you come to terms, Kelly, with what you've done?
I haven't, because I just think I need time to rest and digest.
You looked so happy on Tuesday night when you were dancing in the ring at the end of the night. Can you begin to describe to me how you were feeling then?
The feeling of relief and release, basically. And just, because I know now that's it, like, you know, done, dusted, and what a way to go out.
Because you've won fights before, you've won big fights before, you'd won an Olympic gold before, but this looked different. You look different.
I think the fact that I know I'm now done and I'm happy that I'm finishing this way, because a lot of the time people don't know when to finish, and I'm happy that I'm making that decision to finish it this way, my way, and go out as a double Olympic champion.
The sound of that will never sound any nicer. That's it then. you're definitely done. That was definitely your last fight.
That's it. That was it. Yeah. Done, dusted. I've nothing more to prove, not even to myself, which is the most important thing.
It took a while before you all left the Roland Garros the other night. What did you do after you left?
After we left, so I had to go and do anti-doping. So you have to get tested and stuff, which is great. I think that should be absolutely vital that everyone gets tested. So we didn't get out of there till 2 o'clock, and then we went and had a McDonald's. But it was like I was doing it. It was like a meet and greet in McDonald's.
Who was there?
It was just loads of French people. But it was great. It was really great. But I didn't get a wink of sleep then until last night. So from 5 o'clock of the morning that I weighed in until 11:30 last night, I hadn't slept.
Until 11:30 last night?
Yeah, yeah.
So how was yesterday? You must have been exhausted yesterday.
I was like a zombie walking around the Olympic Village.
What was it like going back to the Irish camp afterwards? Did you get to see many of the team, or did you just keep to yourself yesterday? How was the rest of yesterday?
I didn't actually get to see much people yesterday because I just was in the room and everybody was doing all their own thing and stuff. But I seen Mandy, and I was just delighted to see Mandy. And we got her into the Olympic Village on a day pass, so she got to experience that as well.
Your phone must be buzzing.
It's hopping, and I haven't got back to everybody because I just need to, like, take a bit of time to breathe myself.
Have many people been in touch from home?
It's just so many people, so many people, and I'll be forever grateful for all the support from at home and people out here as well. Just, it's actually a bit overwhelming, a little bit.
Because the support the other night, it was huge, particularly coming into the Roland Garros arena. 15,000 people. It must have almost felt like a home venue. Very, very different to Tokyo 3 years ago.
So different. So different. And I've never boxed, obviously, in front of a crowd that big. And I always thought, like, if I ever did, I'd be really nervous and I wouldn't perform. But it was totally the opposite. They lifted me. They gave you that bit of a lift when you needed it. And I'll be forever grateful for that, because that's what they done. They lifted me when I needed it.
Not just those in the arena cheering. We were all cheering you on here at home. And we all felt almost as emotional as you did at the flag raising and our on Nevean. Can you describe that for me?
To get to the Olympics is a mountain in itself. And then when you get there, to step foot onto a podium is a massive mountain. But then to see your nation's flag, the top of that podium, like, that's just special, because there's not many people in the world who get to do it. And I know I'm doing it twice now. And I can just see everybody at home celebrating in my head as well, and just amazing.
Did you get to see any of the images, any of the videos of all those people, all your neighbours and friends celebrating your win?
I did. I got to see some of it. And at 6:30 in the morning, I was sitting there looking at it on my phone, and I actually hadn't been emotional, like thinking of the impact that it's had on people. I was more emotional thinking, thank God it's just done, and, you know, but when I watched the videos and I listened to the people speaking, it kind of set in. I was like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Like, this is bigger than just winning this. This is inspiring people, you know. It's an amazing feeling to be able to do that for people.
Did I hear you say that you thought you saw your dad at one stage in the crowd?
Yeah, I thought I saw her, yeah. But he wasn't actually there.
we got to see him and your mum. And we got to hear your mum singing too. So clearly we know where you got your voice from.
Oh, God. Yeah.
What's the plan now for the rest of the week? Can you get to enjoy the rest of the games now, Kelly?
Yeah, like, I mean, yeah, you can enjoy it. So I'd like to get out and support some of the rest of the athletes now that are competing.
Anything particularly you want to see?
I'd love to see Rashida and Daniel as well tomorrow.
Hopefully that goes ahead, and his big swim in the Seine. What's the plan for you coming home? You know that they're painting the lampposts and the bins gold around Portland Row now.
Actually, those bins have been painted gold since 2021. So it's I actually don't know what the plan is. That's to be honest with you, I don't know what the plan is yet. So I'm just taking it all in my stride, because like I was saying, it can be a little bit overwhelming. So I'm just trying to enjoy a bit of time out here and decompress before I head home to the madness.
You did say before that you planned to walk down Portland Road this time as opposed to being on a bus. Do you still want to do that?
You know, I walk down Portland Road every day. It's where I'm from. So, I don't know the magnitude of what it's going to be like. So maybe I might need a bus. I don't know.
So boxing done, scales gone. What's next for Kelly Harrington?
I don't know. I still have my job, but they're knocking that hospital down bit by bit. So who knows? I don't know. I've only started to think of that in the last 2 hours.
Will you be relieved to be done with the scales and with training and all that schedule?
No, I'm relieved to be done with the scales now. There's no doubt about that. But I'll always train, because I believe that training helps me with my mental health, helps me to release those good endorphins and to feel good about myself. So I'll always train, and I'll continue to train. And I'll be hanging around the Sports Institute as well. They're not going to get rid of me that easy, you know. I'll be still around there, because I do feel like I have a lot of, I don't know, like, stuff that I can pass on to other athletes. So I want to be able to do that.
Kelly, we really appreciate you taking our call this morning. Really looking forward to you coming home. We're so proud of you, and thanks for giving us such moments of joy this week.
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me, and thanks to everybody in Ireland for all the support. You will never know how much it means to me, and that's genuine.
Kelly Harrington, double Olympic champion in Paris. Good morning, and thank you.